For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. I got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, he needs to get a life and stop ruining mine. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married and my husband has gotten clingy since our daughter went off to college. He's clinging with me and her. She's about 3 hours away and he went to every one of her school's football games. And the killer part is he went to the rival college, so it had to be weird for him. He would check into his hotel room and have a whole itinerary planned for them. She was not having it and it ended up breaking his heart by the third game. I had to go with him so he wouldn't look so pitiful chasing after her alone. Now that it's her second semester, he's latched on to me. I have hobbies and things that I like to do, and I don't want him with me. I made candles with my girlfriends a few weeks ago, and he went and snuck in a little bottle of tequila and said without it, the class would have been boring. He wasn't even invited. I can't watch TV alone in our bedroom because he comes and hops in the bed asking me questions about my reality shows while I am trying to watch them. I can't get a snack without him asking me to make him one too, and suggesting we go sit on the back patio and talk. I'm all talked out and I'm romanced out with him. It's too much sex and too much of him right now. He played baseball in college, so I suggested he go coach a little league, but he said he would rather spend time with me and our daughter. How do I get him into golf or another sport that takes a long time to learn? I'm sick of being with him all the time. Now he's starting to repeat gossip he hears me and my girls talk about because he's always in my face. How do I encourage my husband to get a life and stop ruining mine? Wow, this is different. Usually wives are complaining about not getting enough time, but you're mad because you get too much attention. He's too clingy, you say. I'm not discounting your feelings or anything like that. They are valid to you for sure, I'm sure. But there are far worse things in life than your husband wanting to spend time with you. First, I gotta ask you this. Do you even like him? Do you want to be with him? Because it's sounding a whole lot like you don't. You don't like him and you don't want him around. Do you care about this man at all? Because if you do, you need to learn how to turn what you think is a negative into a positive. You got to enjoy this attention, appreciate it because he could turn to someone who will give him the attention and give him what he needs. You know that. And it doesn't have to be cheating even. What if he does take up golf and starts playing all day, every day, and you never see him? You'll be complaining about that, too. So I think before this gets out of hand, your resentment that is toward him, you need to have a real talk with your husband about how you guys should spend your time together moving forward. Steve, I don't think she likes him at all.
Well, this letter right here is really kind of cut and dry. I think what I would like to do is a reenactment so you can see, because what this man done is he done got on everybody's nerves. He done got on everybody's nerves in this. Don't nobody care about him. Look, you know, you can like somebody and be sick of them. Because some people is just too much. It's extra. Now, this man right here is just latching on to his daughter, to you. You can't go nowhere. You in there trying to watch TV. He pop up and jump up in the bed and start asking you questions about it. You try to go to a candle-making thing with your husband, bought a bottle of tequila. Set up in there, ain't made a candle, just over there talking about it. What, y'all ain't got either tequila flavor? All this here. So what I need to do is, we're going to do a live enactment when we come back, and I'm going to use Carla and Shirley. And what I want you ladies to do is constantly tell me stuff that you going to do as the wife. Just, I don't care, go grocery store, wherever you want to go. And constantly, and I'm going to show you how he interjects himself into all your activities, plans, everything. If you include the child, I'm going to that too. And through this reenactment, maybe I can show the lady what she already knows is how aggravating he could be. And I will also provide for you what her response should be to him interjecting himself. That's the best way to help you, I think. So when we come back, I'm going to show you on a variety of things that women could do on activities. Him interjecting himself, and then what your response should be to him once he does that. Because that's the only thing right here. Because somebody got to tell him. Because he don't know. Somebody has to tell him, baby, stop it.
That's as simple as that. Just baby, stop it.
Starting not to care about you anymore.
Dang. She doesn't. It doesn't sound like she cares about him at all.
We don't want that. What? What? Next time you watching the soap opera and he pop up in the bed, just start snoring.
But you were just up a minute ago.
It don't matter. I'm talking about don't even close your eyes. Just with your eyes open.
All right. Here we go. We'll have part two of your response and this reenactment coming up at 23 minutes. After the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, he needs to get a life and stop ruining mine. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he needs to get a life and stop ruining mine.
Okay, this whole thing is about this lady who wrote in who has a husband that's real needy and clingy. Mm-hmm. And he was with his daughter the whole time. And then she went off to college a couple hours away. He goes to every single football game, checks into the hotel, and plans an itinerary for this college girl. And she not having it. So the wife decided, instead of him going down there looking like a fool chasing after her, she would start going to try to create a buffer. Then he's ruining her life also. She can't go to candle making without him going. She can't watch a TV show in the bed. She can't have no activities with his girl without him going. And he's ruining her life. She wants me to tell him to get a hobby like golf. That'll take up a lot of time. But first things first. Let's deal with all of the situations that he keeps interjecting himself in. I'm going to show you how he does it and what your response should be. So Shirley and Carla will alternate giving me scenarios of what they're going to do, and I'm the husband. Ladies,
right.
Begin.
Yeah. Go first, Carla. Go ahead.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Girl, yeah. I'm on the phone. So you want to get together? You want to go to happy hour? Mm-hmm. You want to go get some drinks and then we can hang out? And
hey, baby.
I can't even.
Baby.
What? What is it, baby?
So you going to happy hour?
Yes, with the
Which
girls.
One you going to? The one down there at Bennigan's? Because that's the
best
one.
I don't know. We haven't decided yet. But why do you need to know, babe? Why you need
Cause
to
I'm
know?
Because I'm going too.
No. It's just the girls.
No, it's cool. I ain't got to say nothing to y'all. I'm going to just be over there in the corner watching. That's
baby,
all.
Baby, we trying to do girl talk. We got espresso martinis.
Yeah.
Poppin'.
See, I don't even want to be in that girl talk unless you say something about the dude. Then I'll jump in so you can have a male perspective to it.
Before we do all of that, I'm just going down to the kitchen. I got to tidy up a little bit. I had made sandwiches earlier.
Well, I'm going to go down there and eat one of them sandwiches you made.
I was just going to tidy up a bit, just clean it up.
Well, whatever you wasted, I'm going to eat that, you know, before you tie it up. You know, I'm going to go and eat that, too. You got some, like, lettuce and stuff laying around, so yeah. I'm going to go and eat that, too.
And then you know how we do after we make sandwiches, we go for a little walk to help our food digest. So
yeah, I don't mind that walk. I'm going to go to the walk. Yeah.
No, I was just going to go by myself, though.
No, baby, I don't want nothing to happen to you out there.
No, the park
is crazy
there.
Out there. That park be crazy down there. I saw two dudes down there. There yesterday. Trey, they was over there acting like they were playing basketball. I said, no, they ain't.
Let
me go
on
down
head.
Here and watch my wife.
When I walk. No,
I don't want your head clear. I'm going to feel it.
You sound crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to feel it.
All right. Ooh, I'm in my bedroom. Ooh, I'm so excited. Get my remote. I'm going to speak into my remote. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
Ooh, let me see what's going on with Jenny.
Baby.
Yes.
Girl, I love these shows, right? Who is these women?
It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Can I just have this? Let me have this.
Okay.
I don't interrupt you when you're watching the game. Let me watch this.
The one with NeNe on it?
She hasn't been on there for a while, but yes, she was on now.
Oh, well, that's why you ain't watched it, huh?
No, that's not why. I need to see what happened with Kenya, because Kenya's not on there anymore.
Did I tell you I saw NeNe up at Lenox Mall? She don't know I watched the show, so I ain't say nothing to her.
There's a new movie out called Sinners with Michael B. Jordan. Ooh. I want to see that. You know how we love Michael B. Jordan. Let's go see that.
I got to see that movie.
He plays twins.
Yeah,
it's
twins.
Really good.
I don't know nothing about that, but ain't the movie named Sinners?
Yeah, it's about good versus evil.
That's what I am, so I'm going to go. Who did Ryan who?
Ryan Coogler. He did Black Panther.
But don't nobody know him.
Yes,
I like the dude
do.
That was in Black Panther, though. but he passed, and so I ain't watched it since he passed. Because it just look crazy to me. You know, he know he gone, and then he up there.
What are you talking about? Where are some of your boys, babe?
Yeah.
Go smoke a cigar, go to the cigar bar, watch the game,
golf.
Basketball, playoffs. No, baby.
I decided to stop smoking cigar because I got to be here to be with you and the daughter.
And about that, stop going to see her every single weekend. She's in college. She has a life. Let her be with her friends. She thinking about pledge and let her be great.
Girl, I went to college. That's why I need to be there so I could tell her what they doing.
But she's coming back this weekend for spring break, and we have a whole thing planned. We're going to the spa. We're going to get our nails done.
Girls, that.
Yeah, we're just.
I was just looking at my feet the other day. I said, I be doggone. I got to go down here and do something with these feet. Have you seen them? Take one of my socks off and look. And tell me I don't need to be down there.
Baby, not with us. It's a girl's day.
No, but y'all can have a girl's day. I heard there's a man down there do them too. I'm going to just go on there.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. We tried.
Smothered.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
They got that at Papa Doe's. Got that smothered catfish.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.